我们感谢神，我们到了十二月份了啊。
Thank God that we have come to the month of December.
十二月份接下来就是什么节日了？
What's the holiday that's coming next?
不晓得。圣诞节。
Christmas.
圣诞节是庆祝什么？
What are we celebrating with the Christmas?
啊，圣诞节庆祝耶稣基督的降生。
Christmas is to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督为什么来？
Why did Jesus come?
有没有人知道耶稣基督为什么要来？
Does anyone know why Jesus came?
在马太福音那边说他来是要拯救人啊，脱离罪恶。
In Matthew, it says, he came to save people from the sin.
他要拯救我们脱离罪恶。
He will save us from the sin.
拯救我们脱离罪恶，要与我啊，要让我们有一条路可以到我们的天父那里。
He will save us from the sin, so and also point us to the path to the Heavenly Father.
今天我们要来看马可福音第七章一到二十三节。
Today we are going to look at Mark chapter 7, verse 1 to 23.
我给这一篇的信息取个名字叫什么是福音。
I gave a title to this part of the passages. Title is What is Gospel?
什么是福音？
What is gospel?
这个问题我们很多人都晓得。
We know this question and answer.
我们知道怎么回答。
We know how to answer.
但是很多时候呢，我们日子久了，我们又搞糊涂了，为什么？
But over the time, we also get confused. Why?
因为我们的焦点放错地方。
Because our focus is at the wrong point.
我们今天看的，要看的是，这有一批人，法利赛人跟文士。
Today we see a group of people, the Pharisees and scribes.
法利赛人和文士。法利赛人原来法利赛人的意思是说要分别出来的意思。
The meaning of Pharisees means they are set apart.
而法利赛人中有一个文士是教导圣经的这个角色。
And in Pharisees, there are a group of people, they are teaching, their role is to teach Bible.
这些法利赛人原来是要跟一群的人分别出来，是为什么？
The Pharisees and then some of the people are set apart. Why?
因为他要把自己的生命为神而活。
Because they gave their life to Lord, to live for the Lord.
可是这一批人虽然存着一个纯正的一个动机。
Although these people have a very righteous kind of right heart, right motivation.
慢慢的他们的焦点却挪移了。
But gradually, their focus has shifted.
他们整个信仰就出了问题。
And there's a problem with their faith.
我今天要跟大家来思考什么是福音的时候，也其实也是要我们每一个基督徒开始反省，我们是否当初我们信主的时候，我们的焦点是正确的，但是生活已久。
Today, when we are studying these words and about the gospel, we want to remind all the brothers and sisters.To reflect when we started in the early days when we believed in Christ and we had the right starting point focus. But over the years, have we shifted our focus away from the true gospel?
时间一久啊，我帮他翻译。时间一久，我们就把整个焦点就挪移了啊。
Over time, the focus has shifted.
福音是什么？
What is gospel?
我们今天读的这段经文，我们来念啊。我们先念前面的一段，从第一节一直念到第十三节。
Let's read the passage together. First, let's read the verse 1 to 13.
打开圣经啊。
Let's open the Bible.
或者打开你的手机啊。
Or your phone.
看经文。
Let's look at the scripture together.
好，我们一起来读，我用中文读。
Let's read together.
Yes, I see. What is the case? 对，反正
好，我们来做个祷告。
Let's pray。
天父，我们感谢你，主，你给我们何等大的恩典，我们能够来到你这里，我们来聆听你的话，求主你来教导我们，开我们的心，让我们能够看见主你的真道。祷告奉耶稣基督名求，阿门。
Heavenly Father, we thank you and thank you for the grace of the Lord that you bring us together. So we can listen to your words and help us open our hearts, our mind, and open our eyes so we can understand your words and follow you. Thank you, Lord. We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
福音是什么?
What is gospel?
福音就是神拯救的大能。
Gospel is the mighty salvation from God.
抱歉,我今天的 slide 上面没有中文。因为要英文加中文要花很多的时间。然后这个星期教会里面发生了一些事情，我们要花很多的时间去处理。
Sorry that the slides are in English only and it took too much time to have Chinese and English both. And also due to the matter of the church, like a pastor has been very busy handling that.
他说的福音就是神拯救的大能。
The gospel is the power of God to save.
他要拯救我们，叫我们能够在真理中敬拜他。
He will save us in order that we may worship him in truth.
也能够在真正的圣洁中活出生命。
And live out our life in true holiness.
这是我今天所要讲的两个大点。
Here are the two themes I'm going to talk about today.
耶稣基督他来是要拯救我们，好叫我们能够在真理中敬拜。
Jesus Christ came, he saves us in order that we may worship in truth.
他叫我们能够在真理中敬拜。
He will help us to worship in truth.
我们刚刚读的这段经文从这个第七章一到十三节。
From the scripture, chapter 7, verse 1 to 13.
这些的经文里头有一些是我们熟悉的字眼。
In these passages, there are some words that are very familiar to us.
如果你基督徒做久了，你就会对这些字眼非常熟悉啊。
If you have been a Christian for a long time, you are very familiar with many of these words.
其中有讲到假冒为善。
It talks about hypocrisy.
我们常常讲假冒善的问题。
We keep talking about the hypocrisy.
另外一个字眼就是遗传传统。
The other one is a tradition, and yeah, we keep talking about that as well.
我们常常也会批评传统的问题。
Often we will criticize the issue with the tradition.
问题是出在这里当我们读一篇经文的时候，我们看见一些熟悉的字眼的时候，我们就想到我们认为的一篇信息。
The problem is when we read the scripture, when we encounter some familiar words, that will remind us of the passages or the sermons we are very familiar with.
我们就开始讲我们认为经文要讲的信息。
And we start talking about we think what the scripture is telling us.
我今天要跟大家来思考这段经文。
Today I want to study these passages and with all of you.
我们来特别来看第七节。
Let's focus on verse 7.
第七节这里有一段话我要你们注意的。
I want you to pay attention to verse 7.
他说那拜我的所以拜我的也是枉然的。
says in vain do they worship me.
枉然的敬拜。
Vain worship.
枉然的敬拜就是表示一个是空洞的。
Vain means empty.
表面的。
Very superficial.
无用的。
And useless.
假冒伪善的。
And hypocrite.
神不但是很在意我们到底有没有认识一位真神。
God not only cares about whether we know the true God.
所以他来到世上的时候，他要显出他是一位独一的真神。
When he came to the world, he would reveal that he is the one and only God.
神来的时候，他也特别指责法利赛人、祭司、文士们。
But also he came to the world to criticize the Pharisees, the scribes, and the priests.
因为他们虽然知道那一位真神。
Because they even know they know that true God.
但是他们却以一个错误的方式来敬拜他。
But they worship him in a wrong way.
所以神不单是在意我们是不是认识那一位真神。
So God not only cares about whether we know him, know the true God.
神更在意的是我们有没有正确的来敬拜他。
But also he cares more about whether we worship him in the right way.
我再讲一次哈。不认识真神是一个很严重的问题。
Let me speak about it again. Not knowing God is a very serious problem.
认识了真神却用一个错误的方式敬拜他，也是同样一个很严重的事情。
And knowing the God but worship him in the wrong way is also a serious problem.
法利赛人是怎么样错误的来敬拜神呢？
How do the Pharisees worship God in the wrong way?
他们敬拜神敬拜错误，原因是什么？
What is the reason for their worshiping God in the wrong way?
原因不是传统啊。
The reason is not tradition.
原因是他们把人的教导看得比神的话更重。
The reason is that they focus more on the human's doctrine rather than God's true words.
我要你们仔细的来看几段的经文。
I want you to pay attention to a few verses.
第七节，我们一起把它念一遍。
Let's read the verse 7 together.
来，他们将人的吩咐当着道理教训，所以拜我的也是枉然。他的意思是说，他们将人的吩咐当着神的话，这个道理就是神的话，把人的吩咐当成是神的教导，来这样子的来敬拜神。
So the issue is that they are teaching the commandments of man and teaching that as the truth.
所以重点不是说这个传统的问题。
So the focus is not the issue with the tradition.
重点是说无论是什么，当你把神的话给取代了，这就是一个问题。
The focus is if you replace God's words by something else, and that's the essence of the issue.
而在法利赛人身上，他们有他们的传统，他们的传统是基于许多人的吩咐，在他们的信仰里头，人的话越来越多。
Pharisees have a lot of traditions, and many of those traditions are based on the words from and traditions from the people that were passed down over the years.
所以我们在这里的焦点不是说要把传统拆下来。
So the focal point here is not to tear down all the traditions.
我们的焦点必须是我们不能让神的话被任何东西给取代。
The focus should be we will not allow God's words to be replaced by anything else.
我们继续念第八节。
Let's continue to read verse 8.
看好。第八节啊，第八节来。你们是离弃神的诫命啊，拘守人的遗传。
You leave the commandments of God and hold to the tradition of man.
你看到他再一次把人的遗传、人的传统跟什么做对比？
So again, it's comparing to tradition of man, comparing to what?
神的话。
The commandments of God.
所以这里的敌人不是传统，这里的敌人是一切取代神话语的。
So the enemy here is not tradition, but it's anything that replaces God's commands.
他说我们已经把人的话、人的吩咐、人的遗传下来的一些的教导观念，把它来教导像是神的话。
Here the problem is we hold to the tradition of man and use that to teach and as a replacement to God's commandment.
神的话不教，但是我们用人的观念来教导。
We don't teach commandment of God, but instead we teach the tradition of man.
这是为什么我们要查经啊？
That's why we need to have Bible study.
我们好好的读神的话。
We read God's words carefully.
明白神的话在说什么。
And to understand what God is saying to us.
如果我们查经，如果查得不谨慎的话。
If we're not careful while we are doing Bible study.
像我刚讲的，我们读了一段经文，里面有几个字眼跳出来，是我们所熟悉的字眼。
Like when we read the passage, there are some familiar words, and then we use our own understanding.
然后我们就用这些字眼引发了我们的一些原来有的观念，我们就用那个观念来教。
And those familiar words will remind us of some concepts we have our own, and then we follow our own instinct to teach.
或者我们读了一篇神的话，有一个字眼出来了，不是那篇经文的一个重点或者信息，但是我们想到另外一个问题，不在这个经文里头的，我们开始讲那一个问题。
Sometimes a familiar word jumps out, and even though that's not the main theme of that passage, but we are diverted to follow that theme to talk about something else.
其实我们在做的是什么？
What are we doing exactly?
我们是用我们自己的观念把神的话取代了。
We are using our own concepts to replace God's commandments.
虽然我们的观念还不是个传统，但是我们也占了这个传统的这个角色，把神的话给取代了。
Even though our concept is our own concept, understanding is not the tradition.But we use the same standpoint to replace our own concept, understanding, replace that of God's words.
我们继续看第九节。
Let's continue to look at verse 9.
我们一起来念第九节。
Let's read together.
又说，你发现神，耶稣在这里不断地重复同样的一句话好几次啊。
Here we see Jesus is repeating the same word, same sentence several times.
他说他们将人的吩咐当着道理教导人，然后又再说你们离弃了神的诫命，拘守人的遗传，然后又再说你们诚然是废弃神的诫命，要守自己的遗传。同样的话讲了三遍。
So he talked about the same thing almost three times. First talk about you hold the tradition of man and leave the commandments of God. Then he talked about you have a fine way,of rejecting the commandment of God in order to establish your own tradition.
13节又再讲一次。
In verse 13, and he talks about it again.
我们等一下回来看。
And we'll look at it together later.
这里人的教导变成取代了神的话。
Here the tradition of man replaced God's commandments.
你在其他的经文里头的话，你会看到神神话语的教导并不是叫我们一律的否定人的传统。
In other passages, we learn that God's commandment is not to reject all the traditions of a man.
这里传统为什么出了问题？
Here, why there's an issue with the tradition?
因为它取代了神的话。
Because it replaced God's commandments.
如果一些的传统是要强调或者高举神的话的话，我们可不要把它给废掉。
If some traditions are upholding God's words and strengthening God's words, we should not get rid of those.
这里法利赛人他们的信仰出了问题，因为他们在信神的年日越久的时候，慢慢的他将人自己的观念跟自己的教导把神的话给取代了。
Here the Pharisees, their belief had an issue over a long time and they replacedGod's words by their own tradition.
甚至我们把神的话给忽略了。
And sometimes we even ignore God's words.
这个很容易发生在我们这些从小在基督徒家庭长大的人。
It's not uncommon to those who grew up in a Christian family.
我们知道什么是对，什么是错，但是我们却不晓得圣经的话的根据在哪里。
We know what is right, what is wrong, but we don't know the base of the scripture.
慢慢的我们的这个对错的观念是一个传统的观念过来的。
And gradually, our concept of true, of right and wrong, will be based on the tradition.
那个观念是那个传统是好的，可是我们却忽略了到底神的话在说什么。
The tradition might be good, but we ignored what God is teaching us.
我们继续看着接下来第十节啊。
Let's look at verse 10.
第十节，摩西说当孝敬父母，又说咒骂父母的必致死他。
For Moses said, honor your father and mother, and whoever revites father and mother must truly die.
11节说你们倒说。
In verse 11, it says, but you say,
你看在这里他所要表达的是神说了什么，神借着摩西说了什么，要孝敬父母。
Here Jesus is telling us, according to what did God say, Moses said, honor your father and mother.
然后十一节的你们倒说，人却又把他神的话给改一个转个弯。
But in verse 11 says, but you say, and the people twisted God's words.
你要孝敬父母。可是人这里法利赛人说，你把孝敬父母的钱呢，如果你奉献给神了，你就不需要再给你父母了。
So they changed the concept, like honor your father and mother, but the Pharisees say, if you offered what you are supposed to give to take care of your parents, and you give that to God, then you don't have to take care of parents anymore.
所以他用一个很属灵的一个借口说，这些爸爸妈妈，对不起，我不能再供养你们了。供养你们的钱全部跑到神那里去了。
So they use a very, very spiritual excuse saying, okay, parents, I cannot take care of you because the money that I set aside to take care of you, I have given that to God.
这不是只是唯一的一个问题。
This is not the only issue.
你读到第十三节的时候。
When you read verse 13.
我们一起来念十三节。
Let's read 13 together.
这就是你们还做许多这样的事啊。
It says you have done many similar things.
很多这个法利赛人他们的信仰里头很多的一些观念慢慢被人的话给取代了。
In the belief of Pharisees and they replacedA lot of their faith, their belief by human tradition and words.
我们要小心这种反传统的这个观念。
We need to be aware of the anti-traditionalism.
因为有时候反传统也带来很多问题。
Because anti-traditionalism also brings a lot of issues.
不是所有的传统都是不好的。
Not all traditions are bad.
只有当一个传统拦阻了我们来遵守神的话的时候，那个传统是有问题的。
But when human tradition stops us from obeying the word of God, then the tradition is bad.
有没有一样东西在我们信仰当中是把我们自己的观念、自己的话取代了神的话？
Is there one thing in our faith, in our belief,that replaces God's words.
有没有?
Is there something like that?
有一个东西一直在发生的，就是我们将人的话取代了神的话。
There's one thing that occurs often, that is we replace humans' words, and replace God's words by humans' words.
那是什么?
What is it?
有时候我们唱的一些诗歌
Some of the worship songs we use
我不是说诗歌的话是好是坏
I'm not judging whether the words in those worship songs are good or bad.
有机会我们再谈这个很重要的话题。
We'll talk about this important topic in a different occasion.
但是我要讲的是基督徒。你们碰到困难的时候，很多时候想的是唱的诗歌，而不是圣经的话。
So when I'm talking about Christians, when you encounter difficulties, many times you are thinking about the words you sing in those worship songs instead of God's words.
大部分我们唱的歌都是神爱我。
Many of the songs we sing is God loves us.
所以我们的观念当中神爱我。
So in our concept, God loves us.
这也符合圣经的教导。
It's in line with what the scripture says.
但圣经也讲我说神要管教我们。
But the Bible scripture also said that God will discipline us.
当我们这个离弃神的时候，神甚至要刑罚我们。
When we go astray from God, and sometimes God will punish us.
你不会在诗歌里头唱到这些内容。
You will not sing such contents in worship songs.
所以你不会想到这些东西。
So you may not think about this.
等到有一天我们读旧约的时候，神怎么那么可怕，那么恐怖啊？
So one day when
刑罚人
we go back and read the Old Testament, we will complain, so why God is so cruel to punish people so heavily?
因为我们想的是我们唱的诗歌。
Because we've been thinking about the beautiful words we sing in songs.
这些歌是很片面的。
These songs are one-sided.
所以虽然这些歌的歌词，我说有一些歌词是不合乎圣经，虽然说有一些的歌词是合乎圣经的，但是我们却把它当着拿来取代了神的话，以致我们的信仰就是我们唱的歌的内容的部分。
Not saying the words in those worship songs are not according to scripture, but some of those words, they are correct, they are according to the scripture, but they are one-sided, and they are replacing God's teaching, God's scripture.
当我们在那边讲说教会的传统的时候，其实我们已经用一种的观念啊，是一个新的传统的观念来批评旧的传统。
When we talk about, when we criticize the tradition, sometimes we are using a new tradition to criticize the old tradition.
当我们读到一些的经文，我们觉得怎么可以神怎么可以这样子做的时候，其实我们用一个观念来评论神的作为。
When we read scripture, some of the scriptures, and we say, how can God do such things? We are using our own tradition to criticize God's words.
与其说我们在这个在查经，不如说我们是找一些符合我们观念的经文来读。
Sometimes instead of doing Bible study, we probably would like to find some scriptures that are meeting our own thinking and desires.
当我们碰到一些我们觉得想不通的经文的时候，我们不是尝试说它真正的意思是什么。如果它真的是那个意思的话，我应该怎么样服在神的话语之下？
When we are encountering some difficult verses, we are not truly thinking aboutWhat that verse means, how we should react.
而我们更多的时候是说，这段经文的确是这个意思，但是我更喜欢另外一节经文。
And sometimes we say, okay, yeah, in fact, this verse means actually this, but I would prefer to interpret that with a different way.
那我就不去想这段经文，我只是去接纳我所喜欢的经文。
Then I don't focus on this difficult verse anymore.And I will follow the one that I accept is the right, accept is the explanation for that verse.
你会发现到说，这个信仰就出现了问题。
You will find that faith, has an issue here.
什么是福音？福音是从神那里所启示的真理。
What is gospel? Gospel is, the truth that, is given by God.
不是人自己想出来的观念。
It's not, the concept created by humans.
我们常常会说，哦，福音就是爱，爱就是让我们这个彼此相爱。那你这样子指责人不彼此相爱，这不是福音。
Sometimes we say gospel. What is gospel? Gospel is love. And love is to love each other. And if you criticize someone, you are not loving them. And this is not gospel.
我不是叫你们到处指责人啊。
I'm not asking you to criticize people.
但是这样子的一个说法是人的观念。
But such a saying is the concept of a man.
我们把对爱的观念，人对爱的观念来取代了神话语的教导。
We're replacing God's teaching by human's understanding of what love means.
什么是福音？好消息就是我们罪人都走向灭亡。
What is gospel? What is good news? It is that all the sinners will be perished.
只有信靠耶稣基督的人才能得救。
Only those who believe in Christ can be saved.
如果你的福音是的观念是神是爱，所以只要是爱就是福音的话，你就会像许多的人说，神怎么可以让人这么多人灭亡？这没有爱心，这不是福音。
If you think gospel is love, and that's the only concept you have about gospel, when you encounter the message, the pastor saying, okay, why does God allow so many people to perish? And then you will say, this is not gospel.
所以很多时候我们要注意的，我们用我们人的观念把神的话给取代了。
So we need to pay attention. In many situations, we replace God's commandments by human words.
有时候我们的观念也不是不好、啊、
In many cases, our concept is not bad.
你要说爱，有谁不愿意听这种的信息？
When you talk about love, and who doesn't like to hear the
message of love? 法利赛人说要洗手，洗手有什么不好？
So Pharisee says you need to wash hands. What's wrong with washing hands?
小孩子回去告诉父母说，你看今天读的经文，牧师说不要洗手、啊、
And the children may go back talk to parents and look at today's scripture and talks about you don't need to wash hands.
洗手不是不好、啊、而是说他们把洗手当成是一个讨神喜悦，唯有这样子你才能够来敬拜神的一个规矩了。
Washing is not like washing hands is bad, but the Pharisees use this tradition of washing hands to replace, as a rule, to replace the true essence of God's commandments.
说爱，讲爱的彼爱，彼此相爱的道理不是不好。
Talking about loving each other is not bad.
当我们把这彼此相爱无限的扩大的时候，变成是神连审判罪人的权利都没有的时候，人都不应该受到刑罚啊，乃是要人人都得到爱的时候，我们就把人喜欢的观念把取代了神的话。
But when we amplify the concept of loving others and love to the extreme that we do not even allow God to have judgment over people and he cannot, and we only thing allow this love, then we are replacing God's commandments by our own concept.
基督救我们是要让我们能够在真理中敬拜。
Jesus saves us is to have us to worship in truth.
我们要小心，法利赛人的其中以后会读到这个笑的问题啊。
We need to be careful, and in the later scriptures, we will read about the passage on East.
他会把人的话、人的观念，把神取代了神的话。
It will talk about to replace God's commandments by human tradition and words.
第二点。
Second point.
耶稣基督来救我们，好叫我们能够在真实的圣洁中活着。
Christ saves us in order that we may live in true holiness.
让我们能够活出那个真实的圣洁。
So we can live out the true holiness.
真正的福音是神的话。
The true gospel is God's word.
真正的福音是我们内心的改变。
The true gospel is the real change in our hearts.
真正的福音让我们的内心里头能够更新。
True gospel refreshes our heart.
不是我们能做什么，而是神在我们内心当中改变。
It's not like we can do something, but God changed what's inside our heart.
我们来念一下这段经文，来。
Let's read this scripture.
14节，来。
Verse 14.
我们念英文的好了，这是。
Let's read in English together. And he called the people to him again and said to them, Hear me, all of you, and understand. There is nothing outside the person that by going into him can defile him, but the things that come out of a person are what defile him.
And when he had entered the house and left the people, his sister asked him about the parable. And he said to them, Then are you also without understanding? Do you not see that whatever goes into a person from outside cannot defile him,
since it enters not his heart, but his stomach, and is expelled?
Does he declare
all food?
And he said,
what comes out of a person is what defiles him. For from within, out of the heart of man, come evil thoughts, sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, coveting, wickedness, deceit, sensuality, envy, slander, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within, and they defile a person.
耶稣说了什么呢？
What is Jesus saying?
耶稣在第十八节，耶稣对他们说，你们也是这样不明白吗？岂不晓得从外面进入的不能污秽人？
In verse 18, Jesus said, Are you also so dull, not understanding? He asked, Don't you see that nothing that enters a person from the outside can defile them?
然后他又到二十节说，从人里面出来的那才能污秽人。
In verse 20, he said, he went on, what comes out of a person is what defiles them.
再一次，我们读到这段经文的时候，我们读到一些字眼，心里、外面，我们很快就用我们的观念来讲这段经文。
Again, when we encounter a lot of words, heart, inside, outside, and we'll follow our own understanding to understand the passage.
若不小心，我们就误解了整篇的经文。
If we're not careful, we'll have a misunderstanding of the whole passage.
这里耶稣说的第二十节说，从人里面出来的那才能污秽人。
In verse 20, and he said, what comes out of a person is what defiles him.
这里耶稣没有说什么，他没有说不管你做什么，只要你的心是纯正的就没事。
What did Jesus not say? It does not matter what you do as long as your heart is pure.
这两个完全是不同的信息。
There are two totally different messages.
耶稣说，那从人里头出来的才能污秽人。
Jesus said, what comes out of a person is what defiles him.
他的意思说，不管你吃什么，不会污秽你的灵魂。不管外面的环境如何，不会污秽你的灵魂。真正让你灵魂污秽的是从你内心里面的罪造成的。
What he's saying, whatever you eat or the outside environment, that will not defile your soul, your spirit, but what's inside, the evil thoughts, all those inside of the heart will defile a person.
他说我们所说的谎，我们所这个嫉妒，我们的谎言，我们的诡诈，我们的这个凶恶，这些东西不是外面的环境造成的。
All the lies, all the evil, all the covet, all those nasty things we say, those are not caused by the outside environment.
这些的东西是从我们里头心里的污秽带出来的。
All those came from the evil, the defilement of the heart.
这个信息跟第二个信息说，无论你做什么，你只要心里是纯的就好了。这个完全是不一样的信息。
This is totally different from if it doesn't matter what you do, as long as your heart is pure.It's a totally different message.
他说我们的这个脾气的暴躁，我们说出来的一些我们觉得不该说的话，那一些不是外面的环境造成你说不该说的话，是我们的内心的污秽带出来的。
If you have a hot temper and then you are saying nasty words, those are not caused by the outside environment, but what comes out of your heart.
很多时候我们的福音信福音信久了之后，我们就要试着要去改造这个外面的环境。
For a long time, when we have believed in Christian for a long time, we tend to try to alter the outside environment.
改变环境不是不好。
It's not bad to change outside environment.
但是我们认为是环境造成一个人一些的恶行的话，我们就完全误会了。
But we have this big misunderstanding that if we think the outside environment causes certain behavior, and that's a totally wrong.
我们完全误会了耶稣基督为什么要来。
We totally misunderstood why Jesus came.
在教会里面，我们会起冲突，我们会做错事。任何一个人，包括我。
In the church, we'll have conflicts, and we sometimes do the wrong things, including myself.
但如果我们的焦点只是说，那我们就改变一下环境，我们改变一下这个讨论的方式，我们不要往那个方向去讲，然后我们不起冲突，我们就不会有人起来讲一些不该讲的话，我们就解决了问题，而没有解决问题啊，人的心里头的问题仍然存在。
Sometimes we think if we change a topic, we switch topic, we don't focus on those hot topics anymore, so we'll avoid the conflicts. That's not the way to solve the problem.It's still the problem of the heart.
我解释一下，我的意思不是说我们要刻意制造环境去刺激人啊，让人家讲。
I'm not saying that I'm trying to use the creative environment, trying to excite someone.
但是当我们讲了不该讲的话的时候，不是只是环境的问题。
But when we say things that we're not supposed to say, it's not the problem with the environment.
是我们内心的问题。
It's the problem of the heart.
有一句话说，我们这个罪人的心，让我们对一些不公的事情反应出来的是一个罪人的反应。
There's a saying that the sinful nature will let us to respond to some outside matters with a sinful matter from the person.
你们有些中文比较好的。可能可以翻译得更好。英文是这么说 ：It is our sinful heart that causes us to react to things sinfully。能不能帮我们翻译啊？
是
我们对一些不公的事情、不该的事情有一个反应是没有问题的。
When we know when something is unjust, when we have certain reaction, that's not a problem.
但是如果我们的反应是一个错误的反应，当我们的反应是一个烈怒啊，是一个控制不了的一个情绪的时候，我们的反应是罪人的反应，是我们里面罪所造成的。
But if our response is of such a rage that the anger, then that is a response from our sinful nature.
而另外一个信息，完全讲不一样的信息，不管你外面多做得不好，只要你心纯正就好。
And the other message says it doesn't matter how bad you do outside as long as your heart is pure.
耶稣说不是你外面做得不好是因为你心里不好。不要说你外面做得不好是因为我内心里面，但是我的内心可以跟我外面所做的我的脾气是没有相关的。
This is not what Jesus is saying. Jesus is saying like what you do outside is a mirror image of what's inside. It's a reflection of what's in your heart.
有个比喻常常被人来用啊。
There's a parable that's used often by people.
他说我们的心就好像一个杯。
Our heart is like a cup.
我们有杯吗？啊，我要找杯子啊。这个杯啊，他说里面有水了哈。
There's water in the cup.
我们碰到恶劣的环境的时候，就好像你去摇这个杯啊。
When we are facing a very challenging situation, it's like shaking this cup.
更大的更强烈的这个环境的时候，你甚至把这个杯子给打到了。
And even worse, sometimes we flip the cup.
流出来的水是原来就在杯子里面的。
The water that came out of the cup was the water that was inside the cup originally?
流出来的那些污秽的言语，你不能说因如果环境不咬我的话就不会出来，但是里面还是污秽的。
So the unholy words that came out of the heart is because they were already in the heart to begin with.
什么是福音？
What is gospel?
福音不是只是表面的来解决我们表面的问题。
Gospel is not just to superficially solve our problems.
教导我们怎么去讨论，以致我们不争吵。
Teaching us how to discuss so we can avoid conflicts.
那些是好的，但是那个不是福音。
Those are good techniques, but those are not gospel.
福音乃是让我们能够明白我们本是罪人。
Gospel is to let us understand we are sinners.
我的一切所出的言语是出于我内心里面的污秽。
All the words that come out of my mouth are actually from the evil from my heart.
福音不会让我们说让我们在一个环境里面说了一句话，然后我们就说我是无心的啊，不小心说出来的，跟我的本意没关，我的心不是这样子的心啊。这你常常在报纸上看到这种的。
Gospel will not say like, oh yeah, I said that one, that's improper, but that's not what I actually mean. It's not what I mean in my heart.
常常这个什么运动员讲一发脾气做了不该做的事情的时候，就有人说他这个人是好人呐 只是一时出问题。
Sometimes we can see some athletes who got into a rage and did something improper, and newspapers say he's a good person. That's not what he actually meant.
福音是说，平时你看不到他的污秽，因为保存的很好，但并不表示他的心不需要被拯救。
Gospel says, like in normal situations, like we don't see what's in the heart, and the evil was a package very well. But when the situation comes and the evil will spill out.
当整个杯子倒出来的时候，不会说哦，这是环境造成的。如果没有这个环境，也不会那么脏啊，是没错，外面不会那么脏，里面还是一样脏。
So when the situation circumstance comes and the evil spills out, you can say, yeah, the circumstance, the outside environment causes us to be dirty, but still inside is what's in the heart, and that's still dirty.
这里不是说耶稣不是说不管你做什么，只要你的心是纯的就好。
So Jesus does not say it does not matter what you do outside as long as your heart is pure.
耶稣乃是说，当你所做的一切，你看到那个污秽的样子的时候，那是从心里头发出来的。
Jesus saying whatever you do, and that shows the nasty side of you, that's because that was already in your heart.
他告诉法利赛人，你拼命的在外面来解决内心的问题是不可能的。
He was telling the Pharisees, you're trying so hard to solve the outside problems in order to resolve the inner issues, and it is impossible.
所以耶稣来，不是只是医治有疾病的人。
So Jesus came is not just to heal those who are sick.
因为外面的问题不是最终的问题。
Because the outside issues are not the ultimate matter.
你看到第二章他来医治这个瘫子的时候，他先是说你的罪得赦了。
So we remember like in chapter 2 when he healed the paralytic, the first thing he said, your sin is forgiven.
他来是要拯救我们脱离罪恶。
He came to save us from sin.
他来是要在罪恶中拯救他的百姓。
He comes to save his people from the bondage of sin.
我们不，你就发现到耶稣走上十字架为我们的罪而死的时候，他留下的是许许多多还没有被他医好病的人。
We see that Jesus went on the cross. He left so many people who were sick, not healed.
因为他来是拯救我们脱离罪恶。
Because he came to save us from the bondage of sin.
福音是让我们能够从内心里面被拯救，有一个真实的圣洁。
Gospel will help us, will enable us to be truly saved from inside, to have the true holiness.
经文说众人不明白，门徒也不太明白。
The scripture says people do not understand the parable and his disciples did not understand either.
我们需要希望我们在座的能够明白啊。
I hope all in the audience will understand.
我们能够谦卑的来读神的话。
We can come humbly to read God's words.
把我们的经验，把我们的观念，以前所学的都完全降服在神的话之前。话语之间之前啊
，We humble ourselves, humble our own concepts, our own understanding in front of God.
神的话啊之下，我把中文当英文来这个讲啊，让我们能够在信仰的当中，我们能够脱离单单是一个人的观念，而更有神话语的一个根基在里头。
In the journey of faith, we need to understand, we need to focus on the base of the scripture, God's words, and not on the human understanding.
但我们不是只是解决外面这个人际关系的技巧，而是我们能够求神来更新我们内心真正的问题。
We should not focus on the techniques to resolve the outside issues.But to focus on the real holiness and the cleanliness of the heart.
法利赛人与文士他们的信仰，他们的福音渐渐变成是人的观啊、人的想法以及外表的跟纠正。
The faith of those Pharisees and scribes gradually became the human tradition and human ways, and to focus on outside correction.
我们需要被神的话提醒。
We need to be reminded by God's words.
那要明白神耶稣基督来真正要改变的不是我们的环境，让我们有一个健康的身体，让我们有一个顺利的环境，更多的是要改变我们内心，让我们有一个真实的圣洁来敬拜神。
Jesus came not to change the outside environment to make us healthier,make us good outside, but he comes to refresh our heart, to awaken our spirit, and so we can truly live out gospel to be holy inside.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
你的话语不断地更新我们的心。
Your words are refreshing our hearts.
让我们心意能够被你所更新，就能够
So our mind and spirit will be changed, refreshed by you.
就能真实的查验何为神良善纯全可喜悦的旨意。
So we truly understand what is the beautiful, kind, and the loving message that God wants us to be.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.